Welcome to Stepping Stones, L&D Career Journeys Explained. This is the podcast that shares the how of fellow L&Ders. I'm your host, Christina Rogers, and today I have with me Christy Atwood as my guest. So, woo! You can tell that we're going to be a lot of trouble today if you haven't noticed
already.
Yeah, we are. So she is the president and chief cat herder, note to self, at Atwood Solutions, where she links laughter and learning to help organizations and individuals achieve their own style of greatness. She is also an author of a bunch of books published by Association for Talent Development, ATD, and the author of a separate bunch of books that include humor and a little bit of self-help and how-to. And she comes to us today from her home in central Louisiana, the one state, as she likes to put it, that Mother Nature keeps trying to blow off the face of the earth via hurricanes and tornadoes. So welcome, Christy. I'm so glad to have you.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Christina.
Of course, this is awesome. So aside from these incredible ongoing achievements, note ongoing, this woman just is always at work. Christy took my attention as a perfect guest to have on our show because of her how in the L&D career journey started with her background consisting of comedic stand-up, of all things. I can't get over it. So I am quite the fan admirer of this art form in and of itself. You could catch me watching just general stand-ups as well as shows like, you know, Comedians at Cars Drinking Coffee and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I mean, it just requires so much knowledge and intellect. And I also enjoy this art form also because I truly believe in the power of laughter, no doubt. And so upon learning of this, of Christy, I just had to have her as a guest and learn how she journeyed from stand-up, amongst other things, to L&D, and how stand-up is incorporated in what she does. For those of you who are just venturing in your journey to get into L&D, and may have some similarities with her background or even aspects of her journey, I hope that this episode may inspire you to keep fighting the good fight and determine the stepping stones needed to get to your desired destination. And for those of you already in L&D like myself, may this be a reminder of your humble beginnings and help you with taking on the how of using laughter within learning. So with that said, Christy, share with us your story. How did you get into L&D or realize that L&D was the place to be? I mean, what were your stepping stones?
Oh, my stars. Well, first of all, let me go ahead and apologize. Are you hearing a noise in the background?
Yeah, a little bit.
I have a cockatoo who imitates cats and my dog. And so you never know what noises you're going to hear in our house. So I apologize for that. And, you know, just try to never a dull moment.
This is great.
That's my house. But yes, my stepping stones into L&D. It's kind of interesting because when I started out, I had never heard of anything such as L&D. In fact, there was no L&D because I'm old. Back then it was still training. And so when I started out in radio because I was going to be in broadcast communications. I was sure that television, radio, and all that stuff was going to last forever. Well, I've never claimed to be a prophet. I started out in radio, and there I really learned how to communicate with people with my voice and get information across. And then I moved into television, and there I learned that I had a face made for radio. From there, I moved into comedy, and I absolutely loved that because there's no way that you cannot laugh at yourself when you're dealing with stand-up comedy. You have to be ready for anything. And in fact, I still invite people to heckle me in my classes. So it was a great education for me. And then I moved into association executive positions. And the funny thing was, through all of this, I was teaching. I was doing training. I had no idea what it was. Because back in my radio days, I was teaching sessions on how to work with the media. By the time I got into associations, it was things like I was teaching spokesperson training and board training and volunteer training, all these different kinds of things. It wasn't until I got into corporate America that I found out, wait, there's whole departments, there's a training department here. So I had found my home.
Nice.
And so from there, I started gaining certifications, going through classes, doing more and more, trying to learn more about the real side of it.
Right.
But I brought all this other stuff with me. Right. And that background made me so much more when I first stepped into training, because the first organizations I stepped into, I was coming after the era of what we called it, the video and popcorn era, where they would put you in a room with a video, give you some popcorn, and then be able to check off that you've taken your safety training or something, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was trying to overcome that. And so my background was perfect to be able to overcome that.
Yeah. Wow. What a lineup. No pun intended with the comedy piece of it.
But yeah, right. Oh, you're just natural at this.
I just love it so much. You can't help it when you have a good setup. You got to roll with it.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. That is incredible. I mean, you have so much going on. I mean, they beautifully interwoven together and they helped each other in many aspects.
You know, it's amazing, because you realize that every career you go through, because a lot of us don't come into L&D first thing. Right. Every career you go from is experience. It's something that you're bringing into the L&D world that makes you more relatable, that makes you more full as an instructor, because you're able to share this. And the things that go wrong, oh my gosh, that's the best learning experiences of all. I have so many of those. So I have a great background.
It just works so nicely. I mean, it's incredible. The aspect that you get this understanding of how to use that talent and skill with an audience. Because there's some folks that don't get that opportunity, right? And so they have an understanding, or at least they think have an understanding of some kind of training or giving instruction, right? Based off of their personal experience. But you have to incorporate that audience aspect of it too.
Yes, thank you.
And that's critical. Yeah, so that's the beauty of having your background with radio and television, and then of course stand-up. I mean, that just flew you right into the right direction.
Certainly has served me well.
Yeah, great. If anything, great practice for that foundation.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's amazing. I love that. And so with that, I would say honing in a little bit on that comedic piece of it. I'm curious, how did you figure out that, you know, laughter was something to incorporate into learning? I mean, because you do have that background of radio and television, but clearly something kind of clicked to you that went, ha, laughter.
Because when I was in school, the reason I didn't decide to go into teaching was because we had learned when I went to classes, that was a long time ago, the teachers lectured to us.
Yes.
All they did was sit up there and they'd talk and they'd write on the board and they would say this and that, and this is important, it's got to be on the test.
Yeah.
And it was, and I didn't want to be in teaching, because I didn't want to be like that.
Right. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then as I went through all of this stuff and all of these things that I was teaching people, I realized that anytime I made a joke, people remembered that more. I'd have people come back and tell me after classes, you know, way after classes, oh, remember when you said such and such? And I'm like, oh, wait. And I thought about myself and I realized, holy cow, I remember a joke so much longer than I've ever remembered any lecture I've ever heard, even longer if it was a rude joke. That's just natural. So that made me start realizing that, hey, there's something here that could work together.
That's incredible.
Why not use some of that laughter? Why not build on that?
Yeah.
So that got me going into it and made me think about, I should take this into a classroom with me.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a great asset based off of that feedback. So
yes,
that's great that you allowed yourself to be open to that feedback and that you did something with it. Because, I mean, you could have just dismissed it and been like, oh, yeah, I'm glad it was funny, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but to start connecting the dots and go, okay, there's something here I can actually work with or try to be purposeful in that could help the learner.
When you realize that,
that's amazing.
They're taking it out of the classroom and even repeating it, it's like, oh my gosh.
It really sticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why not use that?
Right. You
know, we don't have to take ourselves so seriously. We can take our subjects seriously, but we don't have to take ourselves seriously.
Right. Which makes it more fun and relatable in the process. And that gives you back to that piece of that connection with the memory. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I've always been with you on that regard of there's something powerful with laughter. And what's nice, and I've shared with this, you know, prior to us chatting here, but the fact that it could be so subtle, but even that subtlety manages to stick with them. It mm-hmm. still manages to make some kind of impression on them.
Yes.
And you don't think of it too hard, but, you know, it attaches to that piece. You know, they talk about storytelling being powerful, and then there's the emotional piece of it too, right? So if you get that emotion from somebody and move them, and laughter is a version of that.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
That's just fantastic. I love that. So do you continue to use it in that way, like the way that you discovered? And so you just purposely try to manifest that into your learning that you
know? It's kind of interesting because I found all the stories that I've gone through in my life, the stories that I'm able to bring are funny. So that starts it. But then I also started finding that there are ways that I realized, you know, I could tell people stuff. I could tell you right now. I could say something like, you know, your tone is very important in your communications. You know, that's true. You know, that's true. We all know that's true. That's nothing memorable. But if I got you involved in it and made you laugh, I could try something like this. Okay. Here's a statement I want you to remember.
Okay.
I didn't say you look stupid. Okay, that's a good statement because we don't want to say anybody looks stupid, but here's the thing. I didn't say you look stupid. I want you to see, could you possibly say that with all the emphasis on the word I? Could you do that?
Ooh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I did that way, I would have somebody in my audience help me with it. Okay. And I would have them say, I didn't say you look stupid. What did they just infer?
That they totally did.
They did. Or even worse, that somebody else did.
And then it wasn't made a point of me yet.
There you go. And then I'll have somebody say, okay, give it to me with all the emphasis on the word say. So they say, I didn't say you look stupid. Mm-hmm.
I may have inferred or.
I was probably thinking it, but I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
There you go. And then, of course, there's the, I didn't say you looked stupid.
Right.
I said something else.
Something else, right.
It was much worse than stupid, trust me. So but I'm being by doing that, you see what difference tone can make.
Right.
And so I've explained it without saying, tone is very important in your conversations. Yeah. Instead, I made you think about, I didn't say you looked stupid.
Right. Oh, and that's so beautiful.
It's just so much more. And when you could take it to the level of not only having humorous stories, but bringing the audience in and having them make the discoveries.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's when you have a class laughing together.
Yes.
And at that point, you've got real learning occurring because they're going to remember that. Yeah. They're going to go back and tell somebody, oh God, listen to this, you know? And man, that is the best kind of learning we can have.
It is because it's the experience that they're having.
Yes, they're making the discovery.
They're making the discovery themselves.
Uh-huh.
They're connecting the dots. They're doing it in the moment, you know, real time with other people.
Yes.
They have that emotional, you know, jarring, you know, reaction, good, bad, whatever. I mean, it all comes down to you're having a great time anyway because everyone's laughing and you're all in on it together.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
It's so much fun.
That definitely sticks with the learner far more than being lectured to. I fully agree with that. That's so awesome.
Yeah. And so, you know, the thing is, for anyone, the whole thing is, it could be just bringing the stories of your life, bringing the things that went wrong, bringing the things that you laughed at yourself about, bringing them into the classroom with you, and giving other people the permission to admit they're not perfect either.
Right.
And once you start doing that, it's like, oh my gosh, this light comes on and everybody starts having fun. And you know, I had classes I've been through that were torture. And I don't want to do that to anybody. So
right.
This is much more the way to teach.
Oh yeah. It's better because you're also, what you just described is that psychological safety.
Yes, absolutely.
In studies that unless you have that, things don't really go to the fullest capability or the potential that the learners can intake, right? Because they don't feel safe to share ideas or, you know,
yes.
In this case, we're being laughed with, not laughed at. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a distinction between that. And so, yeah, that's just.
Wow.
That's so
you
wonderful.
Made the fact that I just tell jokes in class sound impressive. I'm impressed. Okay, I got to hang around you more, obviously.
Anyway, I can help to make sure that we're always laughing at all costs. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. No, laughter to me is just everything. And like I said, because I admire that art form and because it's what it's capable of doing. It's just marvelous, right? It's just absolutely wonderful because it's engaging and it connects on so many levels that there's been so many studies on already. And it's like, mm-hmm. This just seemed to be that major connector of everything. You have that psychological safety in order for this to work. And you have to tap into storytelling and emotions and engagement and interactivity. And it's just all there. It's like, why isn't this straightforward? Why don't we ever talk about or see this go laughter? Just put laughter in everything.
There you go.
Obviously, it has to be done the right way.
Right. Well, this is true. Don't just get in there and do nothing. That's just not going to quite cut it. But really, I mean, and it also leads you to be more of yourself.
Yes.
And anytime you can say something that's humorous, that you see somebody nodding in agreement, you know, you've just connected with that person on a different level.
Oh,
and that is a wonderful feeling in a class or workshop or anything that you're doing, because you know, now you're talking to the real person. You're not just lecturing at them.
Right, which is so much better. So what tools or resources kind of helped you either uncover or discover this along the way, or helped you kind of refine to use this in such a way in your journey?
I have had some of the most wonderful mentors throughout the years.
Nice.
And a lot of folks that I met through ATD at, conferences and organizations I've been in. I like to be like a sponge and try to get information from everybody I talk to, from the person who's giving the speeches to the person who's the janitor at the place. I just want to talk to people.
Beautiful.
And it's amazing if you're willing to stop and listen to people. The stuff that you can learn from them.
Yeah.
We should never be beyond that. And so that has been huge for me. Organizations and people. I've learned a lot in classes, but even in those classes, I've learned an equal amount from the people next to me in the class as I have from the person in the front of the room.
Isn't that amazing?
It's wonderful. It's exciting because it means any conversation you have at any point in your life, anywhere that you are, is a possible learning and development opportunity.
Agreed.
Just
agreed. That's that's the power of storytelling, not to be so cliche, because we hear this a lot, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's what gets us so far and be able to connect and be able to learn and be able to achieve what we want to achieve out there in the world. It's listening to stories and sharing stories. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So lots of mentors through ATD. That's really cool. I'm glad that they have that resource. I do love ATD. Another subject, another day. But
yes, I've been lucky to go through a number of certification programs with some great folks, the Franklin Covey folks and the Achieve Global. And they run together after a while. I'm sorry if I'm
No, that's okay.
But there's just a whole lot of different organizations that have been wonderful to work with.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What certifications, I guess, kind of stuck out to you that you found, I don't know, were most pertinent or most helpful in your journey?
All right. That's hard.
Yeah.
I know the Langevin, they had a great training manager program way back when.
Yeah.
And there's a number of those that I had been through that were just outstanding. And I also took some great ones when I worked with the ASAE, the American Society of Association Executives. They had some great certifications like that. And so everywhere I go, I just keep, teach me more classes, and I just keep gathering. So there have been some really good ones along the years.
Fantastic. I was just curious. We have so many and there's still so many out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess let me ask you this, Christy, you know, for someone who may have a similar background to you, whether it was from radio or TV or even stand up. I'm sorry. I just love that. It's just so much fun. Or somebody who has traveled maybe already a little bit in a similar path as you. What could you maybe share or what would you advise them for trying to get into L&D? Or
I tell you,
stronger. Yeah.
That's so such a good thing to think about, because honestly, it's talk to people, find mentors. There are people that you see on LinkedIn that you think, oh, this person is too high and mighty. I can't talk to them. Do it anyway. Try talking to those people. The sometimes you'll find the higher up in the that people get, the more willing they are to talk, because they remember what it's like being way down and where you're just going, what is L&D, huh? So find those people who are willing to talk to you. Find those people that you can learn from. Continue gathering people along the way. There's so many organizations. GLDC, I think you're in there too, right?
Yes.
Global Learning Development Community. Oh gosh,
great that community. Yeah.
Come join that one. Yes. You can talk to people each week. So find people, talk to them. Every one of them is going to give you a lesson that you're going to be able to add to your backpack.
Yes.
Every one of them is going to have tools that you haven't thought about using. And all of them are going to be able to lead you to other resources that they have used that have helped them get where they are, whether they're classes, whether they're books, it doesn't matter, whatever you can to find more information. Because the main thing I would tell somebody who is thinking about getting into learning and development is you're already in learning and development. You're just in the research phases.
Beautiful. Oh, it's all about perspective.
Absolutely. Wow. I don't care if you're not employed and you've never been employed in it. You're just in the research phases.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. I can't even put the words. I mean, that's just so, I'm going to say mind blowing is very cliche to say too, but I mean, it's all about perspective. Mm-hmm. And for someone that may not feel like they're even close to, I love what you said. I mean, because it's very true.
It's
so true. You're not where you think you could be or should be, which we all have that.
Of course.
But the reality is you're in it because look at the world around you and the fact that you look at the world through the eyes of someone that's trying to learn or trying to teach. And so you already have the right mindset.
Yes.
To start with.
And you know, look at all the things you've already taught people.
Yeah.
Look at all the things you've already. Yeah. The child that you taught how to tie a shoe. Whoa.
Yes.
You did the basic training there. Okay.
Right. Yes.
You know, those people that come in and you have to help them fill out a form, or you're having to fill out a form. All of these things you're learning. And boy, I got to say, keeping a journal and making notes of the things that you learn can really be a great tool, because then when it comes time to be, you know, make speeches or teach classes, you go through your journals and you're like, oh my gosh, this would apply perfectly. You know, it's like you have your own resource there.
Yeah.
So you're in the research phase, use it well.
Awesome. Oh, that's so fantastic. Christy, thank you so much for all of this information. It has been absolutely wonderful. Quite insightful, to say the least. Okay. I can't downplay that. And, you know, not to get all emotional, but it has been absolutely a joy conversing with you today. I cannot thank you enough for your willingness to come on here with us. And I have to ask for, you know, our listeners and viewers, where may they be able to either find you or follow you through the social media world?
Join me anywhere. Christy.net. And it's spelled weird though. It's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-E. Because I have an Aunt Chris and an Aunt E, and they named me after both of them. But Christy.net, you can find my basics, and it's going to lead you all my places on Facebook and all the places where I do snetting, I call it, social networking. So I have all of those places there. So please come join me. Tell me you heard about it on this show, and I'll be happy to join you and have you come and play with me.
Perfect. Yes. So anytime you want, need a laugh, you know who to get a hold of is Christy Atwood right here. Awesome. Well, thank you, Christy, so much. Again, it's been absolutely delightful. I'm going to say that's a wrap up for today's episode. Again, I can't thank you enough, but I appreciate your impartation of wisdom and your experiences here. I hope this kind of brings to light some stepping stones for our audience. And I hope, you know, we can do this again at another time. To my listeners and viewers, until next time, continue stepping onward. Thank you so much for joining us.